So I'm Batya Friedman. I'm a professor at the University of Washington, and I'm here with Ron Sly, who's a professor at the law school at Seattle University. He's another interviewer, and our camera person is Nell Carden Gray. And we are here with Richard, who's going to introduce himself. And I'd like to ask you to say your name, your role here at the ICTR, and your nationality. And today is October 29th, 2008. Okay, please, Richard.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you. I'm Richard Karejesa. I'm the acting chief of prosecution in the Office of the Prosecutor, and I'm Ugandan by nationality.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit, when you say that you're the acting chief of prosecution, what is involved in your role here? What kinds of things do you do?
Well, the Office of the Prosecutor initially comprised the prosecution division and the investigations division, but now also has the appeals and legal advisory division. So I head the prosecution division that has about 100 attorneys in teams, in trial teams, and you know I coordinate prosecution of cases at first instance up to judgment, you know, before matters go to appeal. The investigations division was downgraded as part of our downsizing and completion strategy, so it's now a section. So the Kigali office, you know, our investigations office is also under my division, and we have maybe about 40 strong staff there. So, you know, I run that as well.
So when a decision is made to pursue a case and a prosecution team is assembled for that, do you play a role in assembling that team?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, all the trial staff, trial attorneys report to me, and you know, I'm responsible for assigning work, executing, you know, policy, and generally, you know, coordinating every aspect of commencement of investigation through prosecution.
So what process would you go through to create a team, a prosecution team for a case?
The teams have actually already been assigned work. You know, in the formative years, teams were created, put together as, you know, indictments were confirmed. But the profile of our cases is either regional or thematic. So you've got a team that is responsible for cases from specific regions. If it's thematic, it's like we've got the military cases, the government cases, the media, the clergy. So you have teams basically structured around those nodes and being responsible for the docket falling under the theme, you know, or the region.
So if a team, say, involved the clergy in a certain region, would members from both come together, or you would find one as primary and assign that?
If it's clergy, it's clergy, but you know, regardless of which region the clergyman came from. Mm-hmm. But because it is in a region, mm-hmm. you know, my involvement is to coordinate and make sure, you know, that they're not at cross purposes. You know, we hold weekly meetings, just, you know, compare notes and make sure that we're all singing from the same hymn sheet, as it were.